Hello, this is and welcome to Hacker Public Radio and our ongoing series on LibreOffice, focusing for now on Writer. We're now getting into the last block of material. There'll be a number of shows, but what I want to do now is I want to get into the whole issue of page layout. And I'm going to look at a number of things involved with page layout. And when we finish that, I'm going to move on for the time being to another part of LibreOffice, which is Calc, the spreadsheet program. I know there's a lot of people been waiting for that, and we want to get there and give them something to look at. Now, page layout. The thing that I think you want to bear in mind about all of this is that LibreOffice Writer is more than just a simple word processor. In fact, it could very well be viewed as a desktop publishing program to some degree. It's probably not quite as all-encompassing as a professional-level program for that, but it gets you a fair piece of the way there. And you've got a lot of very advanced options for doing your page layout. So I want to take a look at those and, you know, let's see how all of these things work. You know, if you're just doing a one-page memo or a letter or something like that, you know, it may not matter to you all that much, but you would still want to know at least some of this stuff, like page styles and things like that. But what if you're going to create a newsletter? You know, newsletters typically have a little bit more complex layout. Are you going to do it in multiple columns? Do you want to include pictures, graphical images of some kind? Do you want text to flow around the pictures? Do you want text boxes to call out special information and have other text flow around the boxes? What about shaded or colored backgrounds? That's just a few of the things that you might be thinking about in terms of page layout. And fortunately, LibreOffice Writer can handle all of these things. So, what are the topics that we want to talk about for page layout? The first one is page styles. Now, page styles are what, if you were using Microsoft Word, you would probably call those page properties. Same kind of thing. So you're going to get into stuff like your page orientation, portrait versus landscape, where are the margins, what about headers and footers, text columns, backgrounds, all of that are handled in page styles. Another technique is using tables. Now, we call this invisible tables because the table is used to lay out things on the page, but then you make the cell borders invisible so that when you go to print the document, no one has any idea how you did it. You know, you can get fairly complex with that. You create all of these cells and you start putting different bits of content in each of the cells. You can even become recursive about it, take a one cell of a table and insert a table into that cell. And then you can take a cell of that second table and insert a table into that, and, you know, it's turtles all the way down. So, you know, you get a pretty complex layout. It's not easy to do. You really have to be fiddling with it. Now, this is a technique that a lot of people who were doing websites 10, 12 years ago were probably doing that a lot until, you know, the web kind of grew up and they said, you know, this is really stupid. And one of the reasons that they don't do it anymore is that tables imply some kind of a function. That, you know, you're supposed to have tabular data in them, and that's why one does tables. And if you're using them for some other reason, you're violating the separation of content and presentation kind of thing, which the W3C hates. So that has, in fact, been deprecated in favor of using cascading style sheets and things like that that can also handle your page layout on a web page. And, of course, these days, most of us are probably using a fairly sophisticated program of some kind. I happen to use WordPress, but there are even things like Drupal and Joomla that you can use to do your page handling. Another technique for page layout is something called frames. And, you know, frames is a style. If you think back to the styles and formatting window and the five different buttons that you have, we've already looked at three of them. One was paragraph styles, another was character styles, another one was list styles. We've already covered all three of those. The two styles remaining are page styles and frame styles. So we're going to get to both of those in this section. Now, frames are used to insert text or graphics on a page and control where they appear. So you can use frames to wrap text around an object. You can link frames to have text from one page continue several pages further on. You know, like in a magazine when you're reading an article and it says continued on page 124, you know, you can do techniques like that with frames. They're like text boxes, but they're text boxes on steroids. I remember once working with a friend of mine, Matt Enders, from the Sunday Morning Linux Review, and Matt at one time had a consulting business with some schools, private schools that he was helping with the IT. And one of the things that he asked me about was that he was trying to get them to try LibreOffice to save some money, and one of the things that came back was one of the secretaries there said, "I can't do it because there are no text boxes." And I explained that, oh yeah, there are. They're called frames. So it's really just a difference in the terminology that you use, but all the functionality. In fact, the frames in LibreOffice do far more than a simple text box. So that's something that you definitely want to understand how to use those. Columns, all right? This is the way newspapers and most magazines are laid out. And that you can divide a page into two or more columns. And the reason you do that is to improve readability. There have been studies that take a look at how long should a line be to enable the reader to easily understand what it is that they're reading. And the fact is, if a line goes on too long, that becomes a problem. That's why, for instance, if you take a look at a blog, all right, a website that for people to write things, that's usually divided into columns because it just makes everything make so much more sense that way. So, you know, if you've got a line that has, you know, 12, 14 words going across, that's probably just about as long as you ever want it to get. You know, if you have a wide page, particularly imagine if you were doing something that was in landscape mode, you know, understanding how to use columns is very important. One of the nice things about columns is you can do what magazines and newspapers do, and that is to have the text flow from the bottom of the first column to the top of the second column. So, you know, imagine if you were trying to deal with all of that manually, what a mess that would be. So you want to understand how columns work. And finally, there's sections, and this is something you see in all major word processing programs, and that allows you to divide your document into particular sections, and one of the things you can do is you can have different formatting in each section if you wish. So, you know, change the margins, you know, indent the text, you know, you can do any number of things with sections. So we want to take a look at that. Now, we're going to cover each of these individually, but the thing that you have to understand is that you often use these things together. And I'm going to see if I can come up with something at the end to tie this all together and do sort of an example, like a newsletter or something. So, you know, you might start with a page style, and then you're going to put in some columns, and then, you know, in a few places you want to add frames and so on. And that's really how you use all of these techniques in practice. You take all the individual pieces and fit them together into something that controls the overall layout of the page. So we're going to take a look at each individually, give you a little bit of an idea of how this stuff works. And please bear in mind, as with everything we're doing here, we're really only scratching the surface. You can always dive into this and get a much deeper understanding of these things. But this is going to be a good way to let you, you know, at least get started with all of this and give you a foundation for moving forward. So with that, this is Ahuka, and I want to just remind everyone to support free software, and I'll see you again on Hacker Public Radio. Bye.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All BinRev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution, Share Alike, 3.0 license.